Hey, thanks for holding. This is Joey. Hey, okay, yeah. Hey, I may be biased, but it's a great name. My name is Joey as well, so
Oh yeah, it's
that's funny. Is it now I want to ask you just because is your so is it a legal name? Is it Joseph or is it actually Joey?
Miss Joey.
It is on the birth certificate and everything.
Oh yeah.
I finally met somebody that is the same as me. Yeah, I'm the same way. So my birth certificate is Joey. It's just Joey. So every time I go somewhere, they always think I'm a Joseph, but I'm like, nope. Legal name is just Joey. So that's awesome. All
Yeah,
right,
yeah.
cool. How's your
Thank you.
Thursday going so far? Pretty good?
Going pretty good. Going pretty
All right.
good.
Cool. All
Yeah.
right. I know you're speaking with Gilma. She actually does a great job of kind of going over the program, and I think she sent you over to me so I can help you out with some pricing, and I'm happy to do that here for you. But before we do, I just want to double check. Do you have any questions or concerns about the program or anything we can do to bring you more business or anything like that?
No, I just want to hear a little bit about it and get pricing. Like I said, I just get a little pricing on it because I'm setting up right now. I'm kind of working a little bit, so I just want to get some pricing to see what we can do.
Perfect. Okay, cool. So when you say you're setting up, it says you've been in business for 25 years. So are you setting up like new marketing or?
Well, no, I'm working today. I'm setting up I've got to pour a driveway, some kind of in between set up a driveway and talking to you.
Oh, God. Okay. Do you have some time right now? Because this is, I definitely want to help you out with pricing, for sure. But you have a minute for us to go through this, see if this is something that's going to make sense.
Yeah, but actually, if you could, I mean, I don't know if you can give me a call back around 5 or so when I'm done, or because it's probably gonna take a little while for you to explain everything, and I gotta kind of set this up because I got concrete coming.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I could probably do that just because I don't want to go through this and then have you say, it's first come, first serve. So like basically, Joey, once we work with you, we're not going to work with your competitors at all. And the reason that we're calling is really just because we're looking to fill a first page placement position that's in your area for somebody that does concrete. So we cover basically a 50-mile radius. So anybody within 50 miles that pours concrete, we're calling. So Google sends us like a pre-qualified candidates list. We basically just start at the top and work our way down to the bottom. So anytime we get somebody on the phone, we always want to make sure, hey, if this is an opportunity for you, if this is something that you were looking to do and you want to work with our company, we're happy to sign you up. If not, that's okay too. We just kind of move on. So do you have a couple of minutes to see if this may make sense now, or do you want me to still try to give you a call back if it's available later on tonight?
Yeah, well, I've got a couple minutes if you want to try to explain it to me. I got a couple minutes.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, I just want to, like I said, I want to be respectful for your time here, Joey. So as I mentioned, I'm assuming you know about Google, right? Have you ever tried Google Marketing before, at least, or?
I haven't, no.
No? Got it. Got it. Okay.
Well, I guess I was with Times Square Interactive, and I guess I don't know if they were the same thing or what, but I don't know.
Times Square Interactive, is that another marketing company?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
That's
I
been
mean, you do
years
have a.
ago. Yeah.
Okay. Are you still with them now or no?
I'm not.
You're not. Okay, got it. I mean, you have a Google Business Profile, 4 reviews, 5 stars, so that's absolutely perfect. Looks like you also use Home Advisors before as well, and I see a Yelp account here too. So yeah, it definitely looks like you tried your hand in a couple of different marketing. Now the problem is that you have a Google Business Profile, but what we want to do is that we want to make sure that at any point somebody's typing in anything, something concrete related, pouring a driveway, pouring a sidewalk, things like that. If anybody's searching for those terms, we want to make sure that you're popping up on the first page. And right now, it does not look like you're doing that. So like with Angie's, were you pretty happy with how you were with Angie's? Because it looks like you've been with them for a little bit.
Yeah, I've been with them for a while. They're decent. I mean, it's not fabulous. When I first started out with them, it was great, but now it's kind of, it's okay. I'm not head over heels for it, but
Yeah. Yeah, it's been pretty tough. I mean, it's been pretty saturated for those companies to try to provide like leads. Are you paying by the lead? Is that kind of how you're doing it now?
Yeah. And it's not really
Okay.
really feasible for me, so.
No. Yeah, I've been hearing that a lot, especially since after COVID and with the market that's been going. Companies that will provide you leads, they have to try to do their best to provide you leads, and sometimes when you get it, they're not qualified, or it's a dead number. You still got to pay for the lead. So I hear those stories all the time, and I kind of tell them, hey, well, why don't you just cut the middleman out, right? So like Angie's, what they do is that they'll put themselves on Google. They use Google. They're on the first page, right? And what they do is that they capture that lead and they resell it to you and like seven other business owners that also pours concrete. You guys have to battle it out. We just say, well, instead of doing that, well, why don't you just put yourself on Google and you take those leads at no cost, right? So like, you'll be able to, that's what this program does, is you put yourself on Google, you get the leads, right? You don't get anything through us. We're just keeping you on the first page of Google. That's it. And then what you'll do is that you'll start receiving phone calls for people specifically looking for your company. It weeds out all that garbage. So like, you don't have to worry about receiving a call and asking somebody to, hey, do you guys mow lawns? No, we don't, right? The only time somebody's going to call you is if they're specifically looking for somebody to pour concrete. They already found you online. They already saw your Google business profile. We could definitely help you with a website too, if you wanted to, but, you know, they're looking at these things and they're calling you kind of hoping that you're going to fill the position. So that is what we're offering. I just wanted to make sure we're obviously on the same page. And there's a couple of other things what we'll get into as well. But when it comes to the pricing, it's pretty straightforward. There's no contracts. You could cancel at any time and there's no penalty for canceling either. So basically in your area, I didn't see the distance here. Are you comfortable with like a 50-mile radius from where you're at right now?
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah? Okay, yeah. Cool. Okay, perfect. So yeah, we'll cover everything within a 50-mile radius of where you're at right now. And in order to do that, to get in front of that many people and to be sitting in the first page with 15 different keywords, you're typically looking at like $4.99 a month in order for us to do that. However, we are able to provide some discounts and I am able to provide some credits here for you. I'm able to bring it down to basically cutting it in half. So it's only $249 a month. So basically for $249 a month, you're getting a full service. Okay. You're not only just getting Google, but you're also getting Facebook. You're also getting Yelp. You're also getting Bing. You're also getting Apple. We take care of all the content creation for you, right? So let's just give an example. So let's say you pour concrete, right? So like, what do you typically do? You typically do like driveways or like?
Yeah, driveways, sidewalk, patios, like the pole barns, things of that nature.
And you're in Lardy, Florida, right? So right now there's a couple of companies coming up right now. Some, like if I'm a client, right, and I just want to find somebody that does concrete, do you know the Concrete Cowboys? Do you know Residential Concrete, Cody's Concrete? You heard of these companies before?
I haven't. No?
No? Okay. Well, these are literally the companies, like if I'm just a regular consumer and I'm typing that in, these are the companies that's currently popping up right now. So like your business is not even on here. So you don't have any opportunity to capture any of the leads. I did a search here and in the last 30 days, just somebody looking for concrete driveway, there's about 1,100 searches that was done in the last 30 days within that 50 mile area. So like 90% of that business is going to anybody that's on the first page. And that's basically what we want to do for you. And we also do that for Facebook, Yelp, Bing, and everything else like that. When it comes to the website, have you ever thought about having a website? Were you interested in getting a website or?
I have, yeah. And at a later date, I probably want to go with you with the Google and Yelp and everything for the $249. Try that out at first and see how that's going. And then maybe move forward with the website in the future.
Well, why don't we do this? I can actually include a website in here at no cost. So I can include it in the $249. The website that we'll build you, it's professionally built. You can have as many pages as you want. We take care of all the edits and updates for you as well. It pairs really well with your Google account. So like, for instance, you have a Google business profile, but no website. Sometimes clients like to see that you have a website. They click on the site. They say, oh, wow, look at this guy. And then we'll be able to showcase that 25 years of experience that you have on the website as well. All right. So if pricing is the issue, I wouldn't worry about that because we just want to see if that's something that you want. If it's something you want, we can actually add and include that in there for you. It'd be the exact same price, only $249.
Okay. That'd be good. Yes, I'd like to have a website also.
Perfect. And then the last thing that we'll do for you here, Joey, is we will also do Facebook advertisements. So have you ever tried using like Facebook advertisements or a Facebook business page or anything like that?
In the past, yeah. Like I said, with the Times Square Interactive, the guys that I was with, it's probably been like 2 years ago. They made a Facebook page for me and everything, but I haven't done it myself.
You haven't really done much. Okay, got it, got it. Okay, as long as you have one, we can also do Facebook advertisements on there as well. So what we do is that anybody within a 50-mile radius of where you're at, if they're scrolling on their Facebook and they talked about or search for anything concrete related, we're going to make sure that your business is popping up on their Facebook page as well as they're scrolling. And I'm sure you've probably even seen it yourself before, right? You ever scroll on your own personal Facebook page? There's an art to that, right? That's literally marketing,
exactly.
Right? So that's what we'll also do for you as well. That's also included in the $249 as well. So you don't have to pay extra for any of the paid advertisements we do. We reinvest that same money back into the business, and we put it into your Facebook account, and then we'll make sure you're also getting calls and leads off of Facebook as well. So those are basically the three things we can do for you. It's the Google placement, the website, and then also these Facebook advertisements as well.
Okay.
I want to pause it there. Do you have any questions or concerns, or has everything I've been kind of saying so far make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense. Sounds pretty good.
Okay. Yeah, and then the last thing here, Joey, is, you know, because we're a performance-based business and because we have to perform on a monthly basis for you, we're going to make sure that you're going to have access to everything. That's number one. And number two, we're going to make sure that you can see everything that we're doing. So you'll have an account manager with us. In that account manager, you'll be able to see how many impressions, meaning like how many people are viewing your profiles, how many people are calling you, where they're calling you from. Because look, if you're paying $249, well, you got to make sure you have that return on investment, right? And you got to make sure you can see, hey, you know, I was with this company for a month. You know, I got, you know, 100 calls, 10 of those turned into jobs. You know, I paid $249 and, you know, I made, you know, $1,500, right? That makes sense, right? And you can see that data every single month, and at any point you feel like we're not doing what we're supposed to do as a business owner, you should be able to leave, right? That's why we don't have any contracts or anything like that. So, I mean, what do you say, Joey? I mean, is this something that you're willing to give a shot? That way we can at least prove it to you?
Yeah, let's give it a shot.
All right, perfect. Yeah, let's go ahead and get that taken care of. So I think you'll love the program for sure. Obviously, we already talked about your name. So legally it's Joey, J-O-E-Y. And your last name, is it Williams?
Yeah, actually my name is, my first name is Thaddeus, so it's Thaddeus Joey Williams. But
oh,
the business
real?
Name is, yeah. But the business name is Joey's Concrete Solutions. It's
all
the
right,
business name.
You chose the best business name for sure. So that's a good one. And your first name, Thaddeus, how do you spell it?
T-H-A-D-D-I-U-S.
I-U-S. All right, what's a good email address for you?
It's Joey's Concrete, @gmail.com.
All right, perfect. And the phone number that we have, 904-769-8898. Is that the one you want us to use?
Yeah.
Okay. And the business address, we got 21467 Northeast 13th Ave and Lauderdale, Florida 32058.
Yep.
Perfect. All right. And now the fun part is you get to choose which keywords you want to be found for here, Joey. So when it comes to, let me update this. When it comes to the keywords that you want to be found, what do you want us to put down? Obviously, we're going to do concrete, but like, what specifically do you want to be found for?
Driveways, patios, pole barns, you know, metal buildings. As far as concrete part goes, metal building.
Metal building?
Yeah, as far as foundation for metal buildings, I could say that.
Okay, fine. Yeah, I'll put that there. Okay, perfect. What else?
Sidewalk.
Okay. Sidewalks, good.
Yeah, that's about it. Basically it.
Okay, got it. All right, now you're going to – now, is it for contacts on the account? Obviously, we're going to put you down there, but do you want any – like, do you have any, like, administrators? Do you want to add anybody else onto this account that would act on behalf of you, or is you just you okay?
No, it's just me.
Just you? Okay. Perfect. And – All right. Now, you're going to, you're already verified on Google. Are you currently licensed and insured? Are you licensed or insured?
Yeah, licensed and insured.
All right, perfect. And are you licensed and insured to do commercial work as well? Because I don't know if I mentioned this, but we can market you for commercial and residential, one or the other. So are you able to do, like, commercial work and all that?
Yeah. I do mostly residential, but I do some commercial, like a parking lot, so they want concrete parking lots or driveways. I do some commercial.
Perfect. Okay. All right, we get you found for that too. All right. Now, when you go to a client's house, how do you accept payment off of them? Is it cash, credit, check, debit? Do you do like Zelle, Venmo?
So what I'm going to do, I'm going to the bank. I'm going to have to start doing Zelle. But right now it's cash cash and checks. So I'm still old school. My wife's been on me about that. So I need to go to the bank and start doing Venmo or Zelle or something.
If you care about my advice, I've been doing this for a real long time, and just in the last like 6 months, every time I sign a business owner up, they rave about Zelle. I guess because Zelle, there's no transfer fees, and the money is immediately available in your account. So like if somebody pays you, like it's just in your account. You don't have to pay any extra fees or any transferring fees, anything like that. Now, that's just what I hear. You know, I don't use it personally for my business, but people rave about it. So yeah, if you're going to get one, definitely get Zelle.
Okay. So I'll have to go to the bank tomorrow and just let them set it up for me.
Yeah. It's not a requirement, obviously, for us, but you know, it's just for your clients. Yeah. It's an easier way for...
Exactly. It's a lot easier. It is.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Okay. All right. Now, the 50-mile radius, we're doing that out of the postal code for 32058, right?
Uh-huh.
All right. Perfect. All right. Cool. Now, when it comes to the payment, we do recommend to have a business card, just because these are tax write-offs. So it's a tax write-off at the end of the year, comes up as Google advertisements. So whatever you use to keep everything in line, that's what we recommend. But when it comes to the process of the payment, it's any debit or credit card would do. So the billing on the account, is that the same as the one we have down, the 21467 Northeast 13th Ave?
Yeah.
Beautiful. Okay. And whenever you're in a safe spot, we're just going to save the number. Save the card number. I'm going to read you off a voice verification, and then we'll be able to close the listing then, okay? So the card that you're going to use, what is it? Is it Master, Visa, or Discover?
It's Visa.
Visa. And whenever you're in a safe spot, I'll go with the card number, expiration, and then the three digits on the back.
Okay. It'd be 4011.
Mm-hmm.
5401.
Mm-hmm.
2016.
Mm-hmm.
0126.
All right. And expiration?
9/27.
Okay. And three digits in the back.
It is 357. Hopefully my wife left me enough money on there. That's her call now.
Oh, is that okay? I was going to ask.
Would you mind holding for a second so I can make sure she's, so she can transfer
some
money to make sure it's on there?
Okay, take your time. Yeah, it's literally just $249.
Okay. Hey. Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, she hung up. Okay, go ahead and try it. She hung up.
Okay. All right. I'm going to try it in just a second here. I just got to read you off. So you still have some time here to try to contact your wife, but I'm going to, let's see here.
Okay, hold on 1 second.
That's fine. Mm-hmm. That's fine.
Hey, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. All right.
All right. All set?
Yep.
Perfect. All right. And as long as you're okay, I'm going to go ahead and read you off that voice verification now, and then we'll process it. It's basically just to reiterate everything we talked about and kind of just make sure I explain it again to you. And at any point, as I'm explaining these things or going over these questions, if you have any other question or concern, please just let me know to make sure we're all on the same page then, okay?
Okay. And so with my email, you'll send me like copies or and everything what the website's about?
Yep, I'm not hanging up just yet. We have to schedule, once we process this, we're going to schedule a time to meet with our team. It's like a 30 to 45 minute interview. They're going to dive into the nitty gritty. They're going to dive into the Google listing, the website, and then your Facebook account as well, okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right, so you ready for me to go through the voice verification? All right, here we go. So welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance and outline a service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. So to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Joey's Concrete Solutions.
And please state your name and title within the business.
That is Joey Williams, owner.
And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes, I am.
And you're an authorized user on the billing on this account, correct?
Yeah.
All right, perfect. All right, and obviously to get the results as fast as possible, we're going to want to make sure that you're actively involved in your campaign. So there's going to be some times that we call you here, Joey, and it's really never bad. It's always good. It's kind of just to move that needle forward to get you ranking. Basically a lot quicker.
Okay.
Google may ask us a question or two that you may need to answer, but we'll take care of 99% of everything else. There's going to be a phone number that we're going to provide you. It's going to be an 877 number. That's our main number. That's our number to get to our main headquarters. That's our number to get to me directly. I'll give you my email address. I'll make sure that you have everything saved in your phone as well. And in hiring Local Splash as a certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
All right. And then your payment, that'd be today. That'd be $125 of $24 in the amount of only $249. And your second payment, when it's complete, it's going to be the 25th of every single month. All right. So February 25th, March 25th, it's only going to be $249. It's never going to change. As I stated to you earlier, you may discontinue your agreement at any time. All you have to do is contact customer support. It's going to be the same exact 877 number, and you just got to call us within 3 days of your service charge. Now, if you get overwhelmed with work and you're getting too much work, we have a pause feature for the company as well, so keep that in mind. So let's say a couple of months in, you're kind of backed up on work and you don't need to do the marketing, call us. We'll pause the listing for you. We won't charge you. Obviously, we won't do the marketing anymore, but that at least gives you some time to catch up with your work, and then you can save a couple bucks on the marketing. And then whenever you're ready to turn it back on, you just give us a call, and we can turn it back on for you then, okay?
Okay.
All right, perfect. And do you understand and agree to the cancellation and renewal terms?
Yeah.
All right, perfect. All right, and while I'm processing this, you're going to get a security question here as well, and this is basically just to make sure that when we're calling you, that you know that you're talking to the right company, basically. So the security question that we have, you could choose one out of the three. We could do mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one do you want?
Okay, mother's maiden name, which would be right.
Mother's maiden name, and that's right, like R-I-T-E?
W.
W.
R-I-T-E.
Yep. All right, perfect. So let me go ahead and save that. Is that I've been hearing it in the background. Is that a rooster?
Rooster. Yep, I got roosters and chickens.
No way. Yep. Do you raise them or?
Yeah, raise them, eggs and everything.
I was going to say, in the eggs, so is this true? My friend told me this. So the chicken eggs, you don't have to refrigerate them, right? Like, you can just, they could just lay the egg and you can kind of like leave them on your counter and it lasts longer. Is that right?
Yeah. That's true. Yeah.
Is it? Okay. Yeah. She told me that. I was like, she's like, you put your eggs in the fridge? I'm like, well, yeah, that's what everybody does. She's like, no, I keep mine on the counter. She took a picture and showed it to me. I was like, you keep your eggs on the counter? I was like, I don't know if that's healthy. But, okay. I want to, yeah, same.
Yeah, room temperature. That's good.
Yeah, but if they sit on them, if you want more chickens, you have to let them sit on them, and then they have more babies. They have chickens. But if you want to eat them, take them out of the pen.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's crazy. Okay, and it's just processing now. You're going to get a. I'm going to stay on the line here with you. You're going to get a text message, and you're going to get an email. So just to answer, I don't know if I answered this actually with you, but to answer your question, you're going to get an email. It has a receipt of everything that we've done today in the amount of $249. And then you're also going to get, I apologize, we kind of get excited, so we send you like some welcome stuff, so just keep that in mind. And then the text message, same thing, you're going to get some welcome stuff on there as well. But there is one text message that I want you to see, and then we'll be done. I know you said that you're pretty busy, I want to let you get back to work, but the text message that you get, it should say, welcome to Local Splash. If you click on that and open it up, there should be a link that's in there. It should say localsplash.com/term/ and then your phone number. Let me know when you see that.
Okay, let me see if I can get to it here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I see the phone number and everything, yep.
Okay. And click on that. And then once you click on the link, it should take you to your terms and conditions. Take your time, read through it, start at the top, work your way all the way down to the bottom. But basically, once you get to the bottom, there'll be some check boxes there, and then where you sign your name, it'll be your actual full name, Thaddeus. And then you should be able to sign in at the bottom. Once you do, it's going to take you to a login screen. We'll stop right there.
Okay.
And then you'll find out when you can meet.
Okay. I just put my whole name.
Yeah, you put your whole name, yep. And then once you're done with that, let me know, and then we'll find a time that you can have that phone conversation with the team here. Yeah, we got some time available. I don't know what the schedule looking like today, but we got some availability today. We got a couple of availability for tomorrow too. So today or tomorrow at work.
Okay, let me go back. So I put Thaddeus Joy Williams in. Only Thaddeus Williams up there. It's not letting me.
Yeah, just Thaddeus Williams. Yep.
Okay, let me change it. Okay. Do a username and password.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, we'll stop right there. So now we're going to schedule time because when you meet with them, like I said, it's about 30 to 45 minutes. So clear off your schedule for whatever time we're going to, obviously a good time that works for you. But they're going to get in the heavy lifting, all the nitty gritty. They'll dive really deep. They're the ones setting up your website. You can tell them how it looks, the whole nine yards, okay? So when... are you free? I have today, I have 2 p.m. available today, and then I have 5 p.m. available today. So 2 p.m. and 5 p.m.
Let's try 5 p.m.
You want to try 5?
Yeah.
Or 6. Actually, 6 o'clock is available too. Is later better? Or?
No. 5 would be good.
5 is good. Okay. All right, so let me put you down here, Joey, as 5. Worst case scenario, don't worry about it. If you're working, we'd rather you work than, you know, answer the phone call. So if we call you and you're working and it's late and you want to reschedule it, just they'll do it right there on the spot. So just answer and then just let them know that you're busy and then they'll reschedule it for tomorrow, something like that. Worst case scenario, if you can't make it today, okay?
Okay.
All right, perfect. All right, so you are all set. You're going to get an email for the confirmation for today at 5 o'clock for that meeting. But besides that, it's just a phone call. It's going to be that 877 number that I was telling you about. I'll send you a text message with the number. Should have already got it, but just to confirm that you have it. But, yeah, congratulations, Joey. I'm happy that we got you signed up. Is there anything else or any other question that I can do for you or anything like that?
That's it right now. Just looking forward to the future and see what happens with it.
Yeah, I'm really excited. So I'm not going anywhere either. So if you ever need to call me, if you want to text the number that I text you from, or if you ever want to shoot me an email, just let me know. If it's anything about, you know, work related or anything as far as like marketing related, you know, even though I'm not handling the account, I still want you to know that I'm here for you. So just text or call me whenever you want, and then we'll take care of it from there. Okay.
Okay. I appreciate it.
Not a problem, Joey. I'll let you get back to work. You have yourself a great rest of your day and be safe. Okay.
Okay, thank you. You too now.
Mm-hmm. Bye.